if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us at freetalklive.com. We go right to your calls. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula. Paula going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. Here you are. Go ahead.
I just got some information a while ago, and this is unreal. We're actually selling Kenworth trucks loaded with stuff. They're being taken down to Mexico and shipped to Russia.
Who is we?
This country.
The United States federal government is selling trucks full
Kenworth
of
stuff. Kenworth trucks, and they're loaded, and he said they are huge.
Loaded with what?
Well, this one driver stopped and talked to this one guy that does one of their truckers, and he didn't say exactly what it was. It was on the back. It was covered up. You couldn't see it. But they said they're huge.
So,
and whatever this thing is, the bids are absolutely huge. Said that God knows what it could be.
So are you suggesting the government is operating as a middleman in a business transaction? Because the government doesn't actually create products and services. So whatever those trucks are loaded
with. Kenworth, and my husband explained it to me. He said there's other people involved too, and but anyway, in this company. But anyway, the thing is, if we're fighting Russia, why are we selling them? They think they could be. They're big enough to be missiles on these trucks. That's how huge these trucks are.
Maybe we made some kind of deal with Russia to pull out of Georgia and South Ossetia and all that stuff.
This has been going on for a while. This is before we were in Georgia.
So this is these are old trucks, trucks that have been...
No, these aren't old ones. No.
So wait, I'm sorry, I missed it. I thought you said they were going to Mexico. How do you know they're going to Russia?
They're driving them down there, and then they're shipped to Russia.
Okay. All right, and these are all allegations coming from your fax machine, Paula? Is
no,
that right?
There's somebody that had the information.
Where'd you hear this?
Somebody I know.
Somebody in person that you know?
I just talked to him on the phone a little while ago, and he told me because we talked about this before.
Gotcha.
So
she
he told me, and
sources.
He got more information.
Gotcha. So you're alleging that the U.S. federal government is selling truckloads full of who knows what.
And the trucks themselves.
And they're being ported, they're being shipped out from a port in Mexico to Russia.
Russia.
Allegedly. Yeah. Well, sounds very intriguing, Paula.
If we're fighting, I know we got to make money, but the thing is, this is...
Well, now, wait a minute. When you say we, do you mean the federal government?
Well, I guess. I mean,
well, the federal government can't make money. It can only steal money. The government doesn't actually operate.
Money. As a matter of fact, our government, or actually the Illuminati's have been, what I've been told, they have stole $600 trillion, and they've got it packed away. And then in 1997, they took $10 trillion of our money.
I think they probably have a bunch of zeros and ones in a computer. I don't know who has the money,
that's been packed away.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting allegation, but to go back to what you were saying before, Paula, about how the government needs to make money.
.com that used to
Paula,
work for the government,
just so you know,
she told about this too.
The government doesn't need to make money. It can steal all of the money at once. I thank you for the call
tonight.
It can
print it, too.
Yeah, it can just print it right out, which is stealing. That's essentially stealing from the existing money supply, all the money that you have. It's literally taking value right out of it when they print money. So government can steal all the money at once. So it doesn't need to run loads of equipment and missiles down to Russia to make a little extra on the side because it can't
it
make
may
anything.
This may very well be a true story. I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes they need to have different money for black ops. They may have arranged something with Russia to get out. I don't know. I mean, it could be freaking wheat for all she knows. And so, I mean, you know.
Speculation. Let's go to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. But you are free to speculate here on the show. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Actually, I have a question for Ian tonight.
Yes, sir.
I guess it was one time last week you had said that you would not sell out your program if a higher-up came to you and flashed a lot of money in your face. My question is...
No, I wouldn't.
Which leads to my question. My question would be, if the government is successful in shoving this this new pending... bill, which is ties internet, net neutrality, and the fairness doctrine all in one nice little package. Would that change your mind as to like wanting to team up with someone that has bigger wallets so that they could fend off any kind of attempt
nope.
to
I don't even know what the bill is that you're suggesting. I'm not familiar with it. It sounds kind of spooky. It doesn't sound like a good thing at all, but I'm not familiar with it, and it doesn't really matter to me what that says inside it. Having big pockets means people can go after you. If you don't have big pockets, then there's not much for them to take in the first place. So that wouldn't be a motivating factor.
But if the bill did come out, I suspect that we would probably, to some extent, do what we had to do to stay on the air.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Threatened by anything.
Currently.
Signing up with a big company wouldn't help us stay on the air.
I'm not saying that signing up for a big company would.
Okay.
Well, I said that we'd have to do.
The Fairness Doctrine was enacted once before, and basically all it is a law that gives the government the ability to authoritatively throw people off the air if they don't agree with a certain viewpoint. And seeing as how Free Talk Live, and much to its credit, is really anti-government, I would suspect that Free Talk Live would be one of the very first ones that it would try to target.
I would prefer to be called pro-freedom. It just sounds a lot more positive. But yes, it's certainly possible the government could target us. In fact, right now, the FCC already has rules in place that prohibit the sort of speech, and I don't have them right in front of me at the moment, but it came across this the other day, Mark, and I showed it to you, that in their section of all the things that are prohibited on the air, obviously obscenity, they don't like that very much. They also don't like profanity very much. Indecency is allowed between the hours of 10 o'clock at night and 6 a.m., so they're restricted with indecency. Again, they have very, very nebulous definitions of all of these things on their website. But the other thing that they had was a prohibition on inciting imminent lawlessness. I think those are the words. Again, I remember just using my memory.
Sounds right.
But basically, when I'm on the air advocating people ignore the government or non-cooperate or something like that, they could very easily decide to say, well, that's advocating imminent lawlessness, and so therefore you're in violation. So, I mean, right now, without this new bill that you're talking about, we already are at risk of some sort of FCC crackdown. I mean, I'm sure if the FCC wanted to, they could go to all 40 of our radio stations, threaten them with big fines, and then it'd be real fast that they'd take Free Talk Live off the air, in which case we'd keep doing our show on the Internet, and we'd encourage people to put up pirate radio transmitters.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you so much, Ian.
There you go, Bill. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with our brand-new 24-hour streaming, putting up a pirate station is even easier than ever. 1-800-259-9231. But all of our stations are behind us. Our licensed radio station affiliates, all 40 of them, are really great supporters of the show, so I hope they wouldn't all just bend right over for the FCC. Only time will tell.
I don't know. I mean, when the government cracks down on something, if this was the case, I wouldn't get too worried about it.
I'm not worried at all.
I'm not worried at all. But when they do, generally people scatter and get away. But just like you, I don't have any problem with pirate radio stations. I think they're good for the radio industry.
As long as they behave themselves, as long as they aren't doing something mean, like trying to transmit over top of an existing frequency.
Yeah, stomping on somebody else's signal is not great.
Right. So you'd be a good neighbor to your other radio stations in the area, and you should be okay. It won't guarantee to keep you safe. But I was actually talking with somebody on the BBS recently about the idea of pirate stations, and well, you know, we're talking about what to do as far as running one, and would you encounter trouble with the FCC? There's a good chance the FCC is going to come pay you a visit. But I wonder, you know, what will happen when you finally got a liberty-oriented person running a pirate station? Usually the people that run pirate stations are, for instance, out in California, there's a bunch of lefties like Free Radio Berkeley and stations like that. And then there are people that are running their stations just for the fun of it. I don't know how many pirates in the past have had a real good knowledge of the principles of freedom, like our listeners do. So I wonder how it would be different. You know, the FCC comes and knocks on your door. Take Barry Cooper's advice. Don't answer. Then I guess they could probably get some sort of warrant to bust in at some point. That's certainly a possibility.
The FCC has officers that are armed.
Yes,
yeah.
They use the SWAT team. I mean, when they come in to raid a pirate station, they are using the SWAT team. I remember the story from the party.
As though there's any danger in these. I mean, that's...
Yeah, how
part
many times
I really don't understand.
Right, how many times have they raided a pirate radio station and come up against a man with a gun? Don't think that's
probably
happened.
Probably never happened.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So it'd be very interesting to see what would happen in a situation where a liberty-oriented programmer running a pirate station was under attack by the FCC, especially in an area where he or she has strong community support, because the longer they let you stay on the air, the more likely you are to build community support behind your station. And then if people show up to defend you at the same time as they're attacking, who knows what will happen. Free Talk Live, more on the way.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So we have an accidental author writing in a novel. We've got an accidental publishing company.
That'd be us.
That windblown. What are you guys going to do from here?
Well, we're going to keep up with what's happening for the moment. But I think the larger thing we're excited about is that we do feel like we've identified this missing middle audience of people who want serious spiritual discussions without all the religious baggage. And we're hoping to find ways to communicate with those folks and have other creative ways that people come together and collaborate to do similar things.
I think the beauty of asking some of the right questions that are on the hearts of people and not being so pedantic to try to tell everyone what all the answers are. I think that's the beauty of this story, is it really does bring up some great questions, and then it allows people to kind of explore what I think about that.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness, comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. If you dial in, take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we continue with your calls, Gene in Tennessee, on the amp line, rather. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I bet you didn't know that the Christian anarchist always wanted to be a pirate. Arr, maybe.
And what kind of pirate, yeah. Gene?
Well, you know, years ago I used to broadcast all the GCN streams with a little milliwatt thing, you know, one of these little milliwatt guys, and I would put a antenna on it just so I could listen on my property. But about a year ago, I bought a 5-watt FM transmitter off eBay.
What brand?
And it's just one of them cheap Chinese ones.
The Chinese one, HLLY, I believe, is currently being sold. If you search eBay for HLLY, you'll come up with all kinds of cheap Chinese transmitters, which are very, very affordable.
Yeah, they had actually up to 25 watts, but yeah. I got the 5-watter and set it up. I just got the antenna sitting on a table next to my computer, and I got a 1-mile range. I figured if I ever took that antenna and mounted it up on the roof and took an SWR meter and actually tuned the antenna, which I've never done, I'd probably get 5, 6, maybe even 10 miles on that puppy.
Damn. Now, wait a minute. That antenna is indoors and it's getting a mile?
Yeah, it's indoors sitting on my table next to my computer.
That's pretty amazing, Gene, I have to say.
Yeah,
very cool.
And I was pretty surprised, too, when I first set it up and I drove a mile away from the house and could pick it up. It's pretty scratchy at a mile, you know. It kind of fades in and out, but the fact that you can pick up anything is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, anybody can do it. It's cheap. It's affordable. It doesn't cost much.
But what about the
time, no one's ever knocked on my door.
That's what I was going to say. What about the FCC? I mean, they sound very, very scary when they say that you could be paying up to $20,000 fine. You could be looking at years in prison. That doesn't faze you at all. Huh, Gene, what's your plan if they do come knocking?
They come knocking, I cut the power and lay low for a while.
So I wonder what it takes. I mean, I have to say it's been a long time since I've done research into the realm of pirate radio. I used to be really into it back at the turn of the century. But I haven't done any research recently. So I wonder what it is the FCC, what sort of steps they have to go through behind the scenes in order to actually get to break into someone's home and steal all their equipment. Because that would be obviously the biggest concern, is that the FCC is going to come in and they'll take stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with your pirate rig. I remember the story from the pirate party pirate back in Tampa, back in the mid-90s when they were raided. They told us after the fact, or on their website, that they stole all kinds of stuff from them, including a picture of Jesus off the wall. So, I mean, you got to be careful with this, but as long as you're willing to take that kind of risk, then it could be a lot of fun.
I do live kind of out of ways from the city, so there's not within the mile radius of my house, there's probably only, you know, 45 homes within that mile radius. So I'm kind of safe, I think, out there.
So not very likely the licensed competition is going to complain to the FCC because they probably can't even hear you.
Right, that's true.
Very good.
But it sure helps me because I can drive around and listen around by my place on the radio, and I can, any place I go around my property, I can carry a portable radio. I think it's great.
Yeah, and you can be the program director. Very cool. Anything else you wanted to share, Gene?
Oh, as far as the DNC videos, I didn't hear you talk about the 8-year-old little girls chalking the sidewalk that got pushed face down into the sidewalk and handcuffed.
No, I have not heard that one.
No, I didn't hear that one myself.
That one's on YouTube, too.
Got to put those violent, protesting 8-year-olds with chalk in their place, huh?
All that chalk could be deadly. You know, if enough of that chalk dust got into the air, you could maybe choke someone to death.
Amazing, Gene. I'll have to be on the lookout for that one, and I thank you for the call, as always, sir. 800-259-9231. There is no low. There is no lowest of the low for these police. They will continue to scrape the bottom of the barrel until it is gone. I mean, these people are sick that you could do something like that to an 8-year-old. I'm looking forward to, or frightened to see that. particular piece of video. It sounds awful.
Well, you know, that's not the kind of thing the cops should be worrying about. I'll tell you that.
Let's continue here. John in New Hampshire, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
I have to laugh when you said they tore a picture of Jesus off the wall, because a guy at work this morning was just telling me about some of these protesters, mm-hmm. and there was a conservative guy. He was concerned about his son that showed up on a video, and he was saying, I don't know what went wrong. We brought him up in the Christian church. We brought him to Sunday school all the time, all that stuff, and he turned into a long-haired advocate for peace out on the street.
Isn't that what Jesus was?
Yeah, isn't that funny? And the guy was all lamenting about he didn't know what went wrong.
Wow.
Because he brought him up to be right.
Anyway, right, because apparently good Christians support war and killing people.
Yeah, evidently so. That's not what I called for, but
yes, sir.
Pardon me. I called to thank you guys and all the other activists who have moved, and the native New Hampshire people who are freedom-loving, because a transition has happened in my life. I was just out of state for an open mic. My daughter was doing some stuff south of the border, and we went back to another house afterwards, and somebody put the TV on Monday night, and they said, live from the convention. And I said, convention? I didn't know there was a convention. Well, the back story is that from the time I turned 18 until now, I would have known this stuff. I voted every single year.
Yeah.
There was a guy at the bar, another guy that did the open mic thing. He had a T-shirt on that said, free your mind. And I said to him, geez, I expected on the back of your shirt to say, and your ass will follow. Well, there's a whole other thing. Also, in reality, for people who haven't freed their mind totally, big transition for me. My mind was kind of free, and I did free my ass, and my mind is continuing to follow. So that's the flip side to that coin.
So it can be done in reverse, is what you're saying.
Yes. So people who are kind of thinking that they really want freedom and they're not quite sure how to get there, well, come on up to New Hampshire and try it out, because
yeah,
you know what?
We're
if
trying
you
to figure
your
it out.
Ass, your right. mind will follow.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, because when you're around a bunch of other people that are looking for the same thing or similar things, and that is the ability to live their lives as free people, as long as they're not aggressing against their neighbor or somebody else or their property, when you've got a bunch of freedom people hanging around together, then the minds combined with one another and they can brainstorm together on new and original ideas that we can try to attain more freedom sooner rather than later. There's some wonderful brainstorming going on up here, some ideas that are being put into action that have never been put into action before that we're seeing happen, and it's really an exciting process to be a part of, isn't it?
And, you know, just on a intellectual and emotional level, I was noticing this at the campout that we do in the summer, the
Pork Fest.
The Porcupine Freedom Fest. And there were a lot of people saying, at the end of that, see you next year, or goodbye, and not sure if they'd ever see anybody again. I was saying to folks, you know, some of us are saying goodbye till next month, or see you next month at Murphy's, or
see you next week.
Hey, see you this afternoon.
Exactly.
And,
thanks, John, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin.
If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, that's SACL CAI. As we continue with your calls about whatever you want, it's Bile in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Bile.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Just an update about the whole Service Nation Summit.
Service Nation, for those just tuning in, it is an organization that is devoted to promoting the ideals of so-called national service. And Service Nation makes it very clear that they don't support so-called mandatory national service, which of course would force all young people in America. In fact, some plans have it up to age 42, so 18 to 42 year olds in America, both men and women, would be forced to work for the government, some government, Homeland Security bureaucracy, or the military for a period of 1 to 2 years. All of these details have yet to be decided on. That's what Service Nation is all about, is promoting the idea of national service. Again, they back away from making it a mandatory thing, but they are promoting this summit that they're going to be doing on the 11th, September 11th, in New York City, where both Barack Obama and John McCain will be speaking in favor of national service, of course. They're promoting this whole idea to try to construct a National Service Act to supposedly be passed in 2009. That should give new listeners an idea of what service nation is. It's an awful, awful idea, even if it is a voluntary idea, because the voluntary program still calls for an increase in the size of government bureaucracies like AmeriCorps and other make-work government programs.
Right. It's as though we need the government to get involved in areas where charities are supposed to be handling things.
Yes. So, Bile, with all that in mind.
As though the greatest charities to ever see the face of the earth that we have here in the United States are not good enough.
So what?
You need to work for the government in order for it to be a good charity.
But it's not really charity if you're working for the government, because the government service people get paid. AmeriCorps gets $10,000 a year as a living allowance if you're a full-time AmeriCorps bureaucrat. Anyway, Bile, what were you calling about?
Right. So I had called about before, I was trying to get into the summit on September 11th and 12th.
Right. You were going to apply as a representative of Free Talk Live or a reporter for Free Talk Live, and it worked out, right?
Well, it had worked out. I got accepted, or I had gotten press credentials from Service Nation.
Mm.
But recently, there was an update. I think Hillary Clinton is now going to be showing up and talking along with Christopher Dodd. And so they had sent out a press release indicating that. And in the press release, they had, if you want press credentials, follow these instructions. Well, there was something new about the instructions. This time it said, in all capital letters, required NYPD/New York State press credentials required. And so,
does that apply after the fact? Does that mean you have to jump through more hoops?
Exactly. So I went and looked it up, and apparently, and this isn't unique to New York, but it seems that New York is very particular about it. If you want to be able to go to certain events that the NYPD is providing security or something for, if you want to be able to, in some emergency or anything where the NYPD is, and you want to be able to cross the line, the police line, or if you want to get into certain events, then you have to have a New York City press pass.
Right.
And
yeah, in most towns, press passes are not worth diddly because, you just say I'm the press and get through or whatever. It just doesn't seem to matter. Cops don't really care about press pass.
Right. Well, it seems, at least looking over their website and looking, I did some Google searches and found that some high-end bloggers had gotten their press passes revoked because they were asking Bloomberg, questions that he didn't want to hear or whatnot. And it seemed that, now that this is required, I went and, found out how long it's going to take. And 3 to 4 weeks, which is obviously after September 11th at this point.
Mm.
So at this point, I think I'm just going to end up print up my own pass and show up and see what happens.
you might as well give it a shot.
You'd already been approved. So you should be on some books somewhere, right? I mean, they haven't sent you a notice saying specifically, well, now you need to go and do this. You just saw something on one of their press releases that said that that press people will need this further credentialing.
Right. Well, I mean, it was a clear edition, and it was in all, like, capital letters, and so it was there to grab your attention. Mm-hmm. And I've emailed their press secretary or press person, whatever, and I haven't heard back from her yet. Tomorrow I'll probably call her if I haven't gotten an email back.
Well,
and I asked for recommendations, and so on top of that, since there's the press obviously can show up, but also there's you could be invited to the summit as just a whomever, some representative of whatever organizations, because there's lots of them there, and that was denied. There's the place is filled up, so I couldn't get in. Really in, but hopefully we'll be able to still attend as a press.
So you're going to go with just your own press badge that you're going to make up. You're not going to bother trying to travail the New York Police Department's bureaucracy in order to get their official badge.
Won't be able to do it quickly enough.
Oh, just because it takes too long?
I mean, even if I could, it would take 3 or 4 weeks according to their website.
Good point. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Bile, and I thank you for trying to go through all that trouble.
If we can help in any way, let us know.
Okay, thanks.
Very good, sir. Keep up the good work, and look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231. Either way, whether or not he gets inside, I'm sure the results will be posted publicly about what they, what sort of conclusions they came to at this Service Nation Summit in regards to what this, and I believe this is the brainstorming session or whatever, where they will determine what the national, the forthcoming National Service Act will look like.
I hope it doesn't look anything like Charles Rangel's National Service Act, which includes mandatory national service. And this is what scares me. This is why we're keeping such a close eye on this, is because the line between what is voluntary, what is universal, and what is mandatory seems to be blurred in people's mind. They don't seem to understand the difference between voluntary and involuntary.
Well, none of it is truly voluntary, and here's why. It's because even if it's voluntary to go and be part of this national service program, in that you have to opt in to join AmeriCorps or the military or whatever other services they will allow you to opt into, meaning government programs, government bureaucracy, even if that part is voluntary, the involuntary part is the funding issue, because the money for AmeriCorps comes involuntarily from taxpayers. Most people paying taxes aren't paying because they feel great about what the federal government's doing. They're paying because they believe they could be put in a jail cell as a result of not paying the taxes. And so even if the best possible scenario comes out of this September 11th thing, if this comes out of this Service Nation Summit, the best possible scenario would be that they would be advocating a voluntary national service program, which would entail the expansion of certain government bureaucracies, which would mean they would cost more, taxpayers would have to pay more for them. So it's just that at best, it's an increase in the size of bureaucracy, and at worst, it will be the total enslavement of all adult Americans between 18 and some other age.
Well, don't forget, even if it is voluntary, as they're calling voluntary, it's a real slap in the face to all the not-for-profits and churches out there that are doing real voluntary work. And, you know, the people that are working for these organizations. How about the people that work for Habitat for Humanity, who spend their gas, their money on nails, their money on tools, their money on everything they do? They bring their own lunch.
Yep.
They do everything. And then they want to call this voluntary service? It is not voluntary.
You're absolutely right. It's
a job. Really, it's a crappy paying job, but it's a job nonetheless.
It's really terrible what they're doing. And remember, both of the main presidential candidates are going to be there backing up this idea.
They're both big government politicians.
Yep. So with all of that going on, the media, of course, is going to be feeding. It's going to be a feeding frenzy for the media because, oh my gosh, both of the candidates, they agree on this. Both candidates say we should have national service. That's great. If both candidates say we should have it, then we're going to have it. Hooray, national service. And you're going to see more promotion. Time Magazine going to be running an entire magazine, from what I understand, or a feature issue on this coming up.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit. So I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is both a fat blocker and an appetite suppressant. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Diet.freetalklive.com. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601, or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That, again, is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there and a whole bunch of other features that we give away for free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Amping allows us to take that $3 a month that you give to us and reinvest it in the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty to more internet listeners as well. You can see how we're spending some of the money by going to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jeremy is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good to hear from
you. Yes, sir. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind, sir?
I was wondering about if you guys know anything about they said they arrested some crazy guys with rifles over there by the Democratic Convention. I was wondering, did you hear anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about people with rifles
yet. They were, threatening to... it's hard to say whether they really intended to or not, but just talking about shooting Barack Obama.
Just some good old Colorado boys maybe that ride around with guns in their racks or something, and they just did that for propaganda reasons.
I don't know. They may very well have been.
Couldn't tell you.
I have not heard the story, Mark. It sounds like you're at least somewhat familiar with it. It's certainly possible.
I've seen the headlines on it. It matters so little to me that I didn't even read it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's true, you got to be a real dummy to go into Denver carrying a rifle and then start talking about how you're going to shoot a presidential candidate. I mean, in that particular case, I would say it's not a bad idea to investigate a threat against another person's life, even though he is a politician.
Hey, Ian and Mark, you know they attacked, the Dallas Morning News attacked Alex Jones he was so-called, they made a false report on the blog saying that he threatened to kill Michelle Obama or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay much attention to what goes on with Alex Jones, so I can't really comment on that.
Well, I hope he didn't, but it doesn't seem like something he would do.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something he would do either. Thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. So, little story here from Reason Magazine or Reason Online. California Attorney General Jerry Brown, taking a cue from Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who has resisted medical clinics and drugstores because allowing retailers to make money off sick people is wrong, has decreed that all medical marijuana dispensaries in the state must henceforth operate on a non-profit basis.
Now, this is nonsense. This is just pandering bullcrap, because you can find not-for-profits all over the United States where the chief officers get paid a bundle of money.
That's true. Brown hopes his guidelines, which are welcomed by some California
activists.
By the
way, those are the ones that work best, too.
He says he hopes the guidelines will encourage the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, to back off. But Marijuana Policy Project's Bruce Merkin observes, "The last I heard, Walgreens isn't a charity. Tell it to Menino." The Los Angeles Times reports that medical marijuana prices will be limited to covering overhead and operating expenses. Since operating expenses presumably include paying managers and other employees, that seems to leave at least some wiggle room. But either way, still quite an insult there to the good businessmen and women who've been bringing medical marijuana to the sick people that are in need of it at competitive rates. If it's possible to open up a medical marijuana dispensary to compete with the other medical marijuana dispensaries, then the rates should be kept as low as possible. As a result of that, obviously they have to jack up their rates somewhat to prepare for a potential DEA raid at any given moment in time. You never know when they're going to kick in the door. So that might be something they're trying to cover with making a little bit of profit on their items. Obviously paying the staff and keeping the doors open is important too.
Well, profits are good for businesses.
Yeah.
I'm for profits.
So am I. I just am flummoxed by all of this. These poor people, I feel so awful for them. They're constantly, on one side they're under fire from the DEA, on the other side the politicians are attacking them because they're making a buck.
Right. You'd think the doctors were supposed to be not-for-profit too.
They mentioned
Walgreens. Yeah, they mentioned Walgreens was, drugstores that are selling drugs are for-profit organizations. Doctors are for-profit organizations. These people are bringing their services to the public for profit so that they can, well, feed their families and their kids can go to college and all these other things that they need to do.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So that was a quick update from California. We get back to your calls. And to the AMP line, unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
Alex from New Jersey.
What do you want to talk about tonight, Alex?
All I wanted to do was correct the last caller that called in. With Alex Jones, people were being provocateurs, and what they would do is they would be all friendly with Alex, and these guys would come up to him and, like, hug him and say, "Oh, we're your greatest fans." And then Alex would turn around, and these guys would say, "Kill Michelle Malkin," who's a conservative blogger for Fox News, and, obviously she's not liked by Alex Jones because she called for racial profiling and building of prison camps for, Arabs and Muslims in the country. But that's all that happened. And
so you're saying that because some people were seen associating with Alex Jones, he was attributed to have actually said the things that they said. Is that right?
Right. And there were so many cameras. There were like 30 cameras all there just taking pictures of it. And it was very clear that when the voice would say "Kill Michelle Malkin," that Alex Jones' lips weren't moving at that time. It was just so blatantly obvious that he wasn't saying that. But everyone likes to spin it around and call him, this crazy person who likes to, wants to make threats to kill people, et cetera, which is just blatantly false. And in fact, I called the website and I said, you can be liable for libel. Because of this, and they kind of, hurried me off and said thank you, and then they hung up on me.
I appreciate you clearing that up.
It's relatively common of the people in the Patriot movement, as they call it, and I don't know, I guess peripherally we are to some extent in this organization, but it's the easiest thing to just stop the conversation by calling somebody a racist or an anti-Semite. Bam, the conversation stops. And, as far as I'm concerned, I think that hating somebody because of their religion or because of their, not more their ethnicity than their religion. But if hating somebody for their ethnicity is just wrong, it's stupid, it doesn't make any sense. But if you wish to do such a thing, I suppose you should be free to ramble on like that. And I, I think that though they have a tendency to overextend themselves. When somebody claims to be anti-Zionist, that doesn't mean they're necessarily anti-Jewish. It can be code for that. But I don't think that anybody, you know, you should start asking questions. Rather than pointing fingers when that happens.
And you know what happened? Malkin's photographer was caught going up to the police and saying that Alex Jones punched her in the face, which is just a lie, and all he wanted to do was get the cops to arrest him. But luckily the cops didn't arrest Alex.
Well, you know, if she's a camera person, then it shouldn't be too difficult for her to show the footage where Alex Jones did, in fact, do just that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it's good to see the cops didn't come out and do anything, but it's sad that, you know, they're trying to, you know, get this guy in trouble.
Well, you have to be really careful with who you associate yourself with. This is one of the reasons why social ostracism is very, very important. Not to say that Alex Jones would be able to effectively ostracize those people on the spot if they were acting like they were fans. He has no reason to believe otherwise. But generally, if you are doing activism and there are people around that you have objections with, maybe they just don't quite seem right. There's something they're advocating that's violent. They're advocating doing things that could harm others. Those are the people you want to ostracize. You want to say, look, we don't want you hanging around here anymore. We don't want to, you're advocating things we don't agree with. We don't want to even be seen with you, and try to keep those people away from you, because they're only going to bring trouble, especially if something actually does end up happening. So it's a good idea to ostracize those that you don't want to be seen with. And there was a great example of that happening recently. I thank you, Alex, for the call. Great example recently here in New Hampshire. There was this organization or this event over the last, I think it was last weekend, actually, called the Live Free or Die Festival. And it happens every year. It's late in August every year, where people will gather in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, which is sort of to the southeast of Keene. And
it's where the famous Mount Monadnock is.
It's one of the sides, certainly, of Mount Monadnock. But anyway, Jaffrey's a pretty little town, and people gather in the town square, and there are bands, and there's speeches, and there's vendors, and it's a fun little get-together. You and I were both there. Your wife was there, and Jack, and all kinds of activists from the Free State Project.
You know, more importantly than activists all over the place and that kind of thing. There were some vendors, and there was a civil war. There's a Revolutionary War reenactment going on, and, you know, some guys in costume. It was really nice. Well,
the reason I bring it up, though, is one of the bands that was there last year wasn't allowed to return this year. And the reason why is because they were outed. Turns out this particular band, at least one of the members, is a bigot. Very anti-Jewish, anti-immigrant, bigoted person. And they were outed prior to the event, and myself and a number of other people told the organizer, look, if you have this band, we're not coming this year. And that guy took that very seriously. He canceled that band within minutes of people complaining about them. So they were successfully ostracized, and we didn't have to hang around a bunch of bigots. It works. More coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
This is a